The United American Network presents Riverside Rank and File, the voice of labor for Riverside County, California, a podcast for working people by working people. Your host is labor advocate Steve Matthews. Here, the rank and file speak out on jobs, justice, and dignity at work. Now, here's Steve.
Hello, this is Riverside County Rank and File, and I'm Steve Matthews, your host. We have Liz Marlowe that's here today from UNAC. She is one of the striking nurses that's working at Kaiser Permanente. Hello, Liz. Welcome.
Hi. Happy to be here. Thank you, Steve, so much.
So my understanding is this is one of the largest labor disputes with nursing in our country's history at this point. It's one of the things we want to talk to you about. But first, I'd like to have our folks understand who you are. You are a registered nurse. A cardiac nurse, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I've been a nurse 16 years.
Can you explain to people why you committed to be a registered nurse?
It was a calling back when I was five. Yeah, that was one of the first things that I felt in my heart that I wanted to do, that I wanted to serve in that way. And yeah, it was definitely a calling that just evolved over time. And first I wanted to be a doctor, but then seeing the benefits of nursing and that shift, it really changed my life. It really did. So
that's so nursing, you're hands on with the patients and you're helping them heal.
Yes.
And that's a great thing. So my understanding is that you work at Fontana Permanente, Fontana
Correct.
Hospital?
Uh-huh. In the cath lab.
And the cath lab, okay.
Uh-huh.
And so there's over 30,000 nurses, that I'm understanding, nurses and healthcare professionals on strike that are UNAC members. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. That's over 30,000 of us, nurse practitioners, optometrists, registered nurses, speech audiologists, dietitians. So UNAC does represent more than just our discipline. And yeah, we're all in it, in the fight, on the strike line. This is our fourth week now, come Friday.
So it's all the nurses in Kaiser that are in Riverside County and San Bernardino County and some other counties in the state as well.
Yes, San Diego County as well.
I do want to try to send a thank you to the nurses at your hospital from my own experience that I've had. Back in 2007, I had brain surgery. And the brain surgery, when I get out of the hospital, I had complications. And where did I get sent with complications? To the ICU at your hospital in Kaiser, Montana. I was there in that hospital for 13 days in the ICU, and wonderful care from the nurses. And I thank them for all the work that they did healing me.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm glad you're doing well, Steve.
I'm still here. I'm still trying to do the right thing. So in doing the 4 weeks of the strike, I'm sure there are things that your union would like support. We're certainly not corporate trust. We're not someone that is looking at the corporate side. We're completely heart and soul behind U.S. nurses. And what you do for the community. What are the ways that we can be helpful to you? What are the things you want us to do to support you as nurses in your strike?
Goodness, there's quite a few things right now. The picture that Kaiser is painting of nurses is that it's about the money.
Yep.
And it isn't about the money. The priorities that we want to safeguard are our patients. Patient-centered care, and that's first and foremost. Being in healthcare 23 years, but being with Kaiser now 15 years, going on 15.
Cool.
That's one of the dynamic shifts that I've seen throughout my profession is the prioritization more towards profits, and we're steering away more from patient-centered care. And that's concerning to us as nurses in a collective. We are 31,000 strong, and We are setting the precedent. We have to stand firm and draw the line. Since COVID.
Made it very clear. The reason you got into nursing is for that patient care. And yes. That was your dedication. It's still your dedication, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
I think we'll need to understand that the nurse-to-patient ratios and the staffing saves lives.
Yes.
Right? In my case, it saved me in that period of time. I could say to anyone that's watching that it could be your mother, it could be your father, it could be your child, it could be you. And you want really professional nurses like you and these nurses that are on strike, you want them at your bedside.
Yes, right? Absolutely. We are the safeguards, and I feel in my own personal opinion, you can't put a dollar sign on someone's life, on someone's care, on someone's treatment. Our patients are so valuable to us and so precious. We give our heart, sweat, and tears into what we do, into what we immerse ourselves in, to our medical craft. We're very dedicated and we love what we do. If we didn't love what we do and have passion for it, we wouldn't be in this type of profession and fighting so hard and standing firm.
So we want you back at the bedside. We want you with all that care and professionalism. And so what do we need to do? We need to call Kaiser and tell them to start bargaining in good faith? Is that something we do? We
absolutely
need to walk the picket lines? Will people walk the picket lines with you?
What I have actually seen, what I love and I have observed is our patients getting involved and going to investinpatientcare.org. And they're sharing their own personal stories of their experiences and what they're going through with delays in treatment, delays in their medical care, waiting months to see a physician, or their urgent care wait times being over 6 hours. You know, their emergency wait times being 12 hours sometimes. Over 99 people in the waiting room. I mean, it's severe conditions that we're dealing with as far as throughout all departments in Kaiser, throughout the whole healthcare system.
Any patient would like to lower the amount of wait time that they have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a question. Someone may come in ill, and the longer they wait, they're not getting the care while they're waiting. I think in California, we have nurse-to-patient ratios, one of the few states that have that, and it saves lives. I guess that's something that a lot of years with like 800 patients, I think we're saved because of the nurse-to-patient ratios. If we didn't have them, those patients would not have survived.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely right. The mortality rate increases. There in medicine isn't linear. There are so many variables that happen, and having these safeguards in California of having safe patient ratios, it does decrease your mortality rate. Your hospitals are being inundated with patients, and you want to bring them back as quickly as possible to get their treatment expedited, intervention started, assessments done by nurses, the collaborative team, physicians and nursing working together in order to save lives. All of those safeguards are essential components in our healthcare system.
So the fact of having more nurses would be part of the solution, I would assume.
Part of it, yes.
Yeah.
What part of it would help.
Would be recommended to deal with this weight and the ratios of patients to nurses. What else would you is recommended by your union to resolve this?
By our union to resolve this, good faith bargaining with Kaiser Permanente. The labor management partnership that was established in 1997, that was huge. It was monumental because it brought management to the forefront along with nursing, physicians, all of us together. We have actually been able to set the footprints in like sepsis protocols and different types of modalities in medicine that we've come together and we've triumphed. And those are things we still want to continue with Kaiser. Those are, you know, essential parts of medicine that we want to continue being innovative. We want to continue rising with Kaiser. But my in order to do that...
My understanding is that your union had to file an unfair labor practice against Kaiser.
Because we did.
Because it violated what the commitment was to how they were going to bargain. So
we did, unfortunately. And we were put in a position of having to strike. Striking is not an easy decision to make because you basically go without getting paid. You're not paid. This is going to be my fifth week of not getting a paycheck come Monday. But I won't cross that line because of the fact that my patients mean so much to me. I care so much that I want to do what's ethically and morally correct. I do want our employer to put the priorities first, put our patients first. They are our priority. And right now, unfortunately, because of this dispute, there's collateral damage happening, and that's indirect moral injury to us as nurses. And
so it's really what's respectful to you that are about patient care, that they tell something that's not true. They're saying this is all about money. To them, it's all about money. It's not about patient care. Obviously, if you got you out on the street, you're about patient care. You're the one that's making the sacrifice.
And that's disheartening to hear that they're saying that it's about money because they're offering 21.5%, which they say is their most historic number percentage-wise of any contract that they've ever given. That is true. They have given us 10% in the past. In our last contract in 2021, we did receive 10%. It was a 2% plus a 2% bonus. But unfortunately, because of inflation and during COVID in those times, we did ask if we can have a wage increase outside of contract, and they came back and said no. While the market around us, other hospital systems were giving their employees increases. And for us, unfortunately, we didn't receive that and we fell behind the market. So that variable, along with the wage grid not being changed in 20 years.
Kaiser has plenty of market. They've put up more new hospitals than all of the other healthcare systems in the state. So they have our money. It's really for them to say that they don't want to put the money, it sounds like, into having enough nurses and not enough staff. And that's the choice that they're making, that it's important what you're doing to stand up to it.
We want our voices to be heard collectively, and we find that is so important because we're setting the precedent not only for ourselves, but other hospital systems around us. Nursing in general, we all have the same battle cry, is that we want our patients to be put first and foremost as priority. And unfortunately, these corporations, these healthcare systems are not listening. So that's why we have to stand 10 toes down.
You deserve to have the public behind you. You're fighting for us. And
thank
I appreciate
you.
On behalf of the public, which needs to show up for you, to thank you. But can you repeat? You said there was a place that people can leave their stories about. It was a healthcare.org?
Investinpatientcare.org.
Investinpatientcare.org. Okay.
And there they can leave their stories on how they've been treated at Kaiser, or their concerns and their stories. It can be given anonymously, or you can give your name, and we share those stories publicly. They're vetted through our communications department and they're shared. But it's a great way to get their stories out there. We have to validate our patients and let them know we hear you. And we are advocating for you because we want to protect you.
Correct. We hope the people that are watching this will do that. And can they ask their political leaders to put pressure on Kaiser as well? Is that something that would be helpful to get them to push Kaiser to come to the table and bargain in good faith?
That would be monumental. Back in 2020, I had the privilege of speaking with Vice President Kamala during the height of COVID, or at the beginning in 2020, and she gave thanks. It's still on Instagram now. She gave thanks to healthcare workers, and I was able to speak with her, and we did a quick interview. And at that time, my mom got sick, and I also did get sick at the time with the original COVID. But she was giving thank you to all of us frontline staff. So I know she has a special heart, or a special place in her heart, for nurses. So I'd love to see if she would be able to advocate for us now at such a dire time. Her and great. Also, yeah, Senator Connie Leyva as well. She gave us an award back then, which had my name on it, but I had them change it to Kaiser Frontline Strong. So they changed the award to make it a collective with all of us. So yeah, people like Senator Connie Leyva, Vice President Kamala, our governor, Gavin Newsom, I would love if they could advocate for us, because we advocate and want to protect our patients, and that should also be a priority for them.
So for all of everyone that's watching this podcast, we need you to call your political leaders and tell them to have Kaiser pay attention. Patient care is important to all of us and our families. We want you to get Kaiser back to the table in a real way to make a settlement here that is good for patient care, respectful of the nurses, and those are one and the same thing. We're very fortunate that nurses have been heroes, and through, you mentioned about going through all the issue with COVID, and we lost nurses during COVID that was standing for us. We need to honor their memory as well, that nursing is respected. So
I agree.
Anything else you'd like to add, Liz, in before we end this particular podcast?
I would like to add to the nurses that are out there standing on the strike line, we continue to stand 10 toes down for our patients. First and foremost, it isn't about the money, and we all know it. Every single nurse that's out there on the strike line, missing a paycheck, we don't even care about that. We care about having our patients heard, having our patients protected, having them, the high premiums that they pay in insurance is astronomical. They deserve high quality care. They deserve to be not just treated with dignity and respect, but also to be protected by the safeguards, being protected by nurses. And we're their advocates, we're their voice when they don't have a voice.
So we
want to continue that.
To come back with either the victory of your strike and report on that to us, or more help needed, and ask us to help support you. Would you be willing to come back? And
of course,
we'll report back as well as the organization. But it's been a joy to have you here. This is one of the most important fights for unionized workers in our country. It's about our health as well.
Thank you, Steve.
I appreciate that your nurses, in particular at your hospital. And I think that everyone look at it that way. This could be you that need these professional nurses at your bedside. So support these nurses now while they need the support, and they'll be there for you when you need it.
Thank you, Steve, so much. I truly appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Liz. Thank you so much.
All right. You too.
Riverside Rank and File is a production of the United American Network. This program is available from UnitedAmericanNetwork.com and distribution partners including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Captivate.fm, and YouTube. Join us again next week for another episode discussing important labor issues from Riverside County, California. Rank and File.